This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
We saw this play work earlier. Kelsey's on the edge, protecting. But Ibukam was able to see that protection again.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And our trash is always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TKC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. You can always visit them online. Go to MortgageRightRadio.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TKC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. Being a dad is a young man's game. You guys would agree with that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty good. I'm old.
Yeah, but yours are, I mean, you still have to be a father of teenagers, but, you know, I got a five-year-old. It's a different game, man.
I appreciate the career Richard Gere has had. I think people are back and forth on Richard Gere, the actor. I think he's a pretty good actor who's done some really good films.
I don't want to go Tom Brady on you here, but if we did it again right now at my age, I think I'd be better this time around.
I think I would, too.
Yeah. Like if you had a baby today.
Bracket challenge?
Yeah. If Maggie was pregnant and had a baby today, you think you'd be better?
First off, we'd be asking some questions.
Yeah.
Because I waved the white flag a few years ago.
It'd be Franco Harris on my side, too.
Yeah, immaculate reception.
Anyway, I bring this up to say Richard Gere is 69 years old.
And?
He's a dad again.
Congratulations, Rich.
The actor and his third wife, Alejandra Silva, who turns 36 in just a few days, if you're doing simple math, 33 years apart, just welcomed their first child together. Now, according to a February 11th report, the couple who married in April of 2018 are now proud parents of a baby boy who was born in New York a few days ago. So if you're just, again, quick math, he is going to be 88 when this kid graduates high school. Do you think he sees high school graduation?
I don't.
No, I think the odds would be no, but.
I would say no, but I think that kid will be set for life. Richard Gere's got to be worth how much?
I would say Gere is worth $90 million.
So this kid will do okay, right?
Yeah, the kid will do.
Yeah.
What's his best role, Richard Gere?
Officer and a Gentleman, yep. Maybe?
I'd go off, Lift Me Up Where You Belong, right? Is that the song from
that? That is the song, yeah. Richard Gere, net worth $120, according to the quick Google.
He's fine. Yep. So less than 1 week from Valentine's Day. Brown, I don't know if you have any ideas for our listeners out there.
Well, you know, I've told you many times where you can get flowers for it.
Well, flowers. Wildlife Images, they're offering a unique way to get revenge on your ex-Valentine. In exchange for a $20 donation, your ex's name will be put on a salmon. Oh. And served to one of the organization's 1,000-pound bears.
That's right.
Participants will get a special certificate and photos of Cody and Yak, quote, destroying their ex.
Yeah, it'll be just the word Amanda on a piece of salmon and the bear eating it.
If
that's good, $20.
If you want your ex to confirm she made the right choice breaking up with you, do that.
Can you see the names if we did that here at the Birmingham Zoo? That would be on there.
You guys probably know the name. I don't watch a lot of Fox News. Do you know Pete Hegseth?
Nope. Do not, no.
This is really disgusting. He said this past Sunday that he has not washed his hands in a decade because, quote, germs are not a real thing.
Okay. Oh.
Now, Hegseth made the statement live on air during a Fox and Friends episode. They started a conversation about pizza when it was National Pizza Day.
Is he an analyst on Fox News or is he a guest?
Sounds like he's a guy that's trying to make a name for himself.
Yeah. Pete doesn't get the TV time he wants.
Pizza Hut lasts a long time. Now, the Fox News host then explained that one of his 2019 resolutions was to say things on air that he says off air. That's going to get him in trouble.
Yeah, there are rules on that.
He then proceeded to tell the viewership that he has not washed his hands in a decade. He proceeded to explain why he refuses to wash his hands. According to the Fox News host, since germs cannot be seen by the naked eye, they're not real.
Okay.
Pretty intelligent guy, too, right?
I can't see electricity either, can I?
Now, the fact that he does not wash his hands, he said, actually improves his health. According to Hegseth's theory, not washing his hands is actually healthy and boosts his immune system. Well,
I think there is some credibility to being exposed to certain germs that builds up your immune system at an early age, like kids playing in dirt and stuff like that. But at some point, it's just good hygiene to wash your hands.
Before we go too far on it, I'll point out he's Princeton and Harvard educated, so he's a smart guy.
So he doesn't know nothing.
Also a Bronze Star recipient as a major in the United States Army.
My dad's screaming at the radio right now, Brown, that is book smart.
So yeah, he doesn't have common sense.
Yeah. That God gave a billy goat is the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
Now, I have heard before, if you want to get rid of all
now,
the
pass
evidence,
me a beer, Junior.
And you want to get rid of an entire body, you find pigs, and they can actually eat through bone in a matter of minutes.
Yeah, I saw that on a great HBO series.
There's a woman in Russia is believed to have died after being eaten alive by her own pigs. Mm. Bad story here. 56-year-old farmer suffered fatal injuries after collapsing during an epileptic fit while feeding her pigs.
Mm. Mm. They got fed.
Bad timing, rock star.
According to the Moscow-based website, the woman was found by her husband on February 1st. Surprised he found her. A full day after it is believed she died, she reportedly felt unwell and had gone to bed early on the day she was eaten by the pigs. So I guess public service announcement, if you don't feel well, don't feed the pigs, right?
Mm. Well, that would be, yeah, you could go that route.
Didn't we have a PSA, feed the pig?
Yeah, we did back in the day.
Yeah, I will tell you, I always am skeptical of cats. They always look like they're plotting your death at every time you look at them.
No. But I don't think one could eat you.
Well, experts say if you were small enough, that's the difference between a dog and a cat. The dog wouldn't eat you. The cat would eat you.
Yep. Yeah.
But the pigs actually can.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, so I'm out of the pig farm.
So I've seen Hannibal. There's a bad pig scene in that.
Is it really?
They talk about it in the film Snatch.
Deadwood is all in it.
Yeah, Deadwood's all about it.
That was basically cheaper than the graveyard.
You know, speaking of the pig, I'd like to know, is there a bigger gap between how disgusting an animal is versus how good it tastes cooked than a pig?
Chickens aren't very, it's very gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the pig tastes so much better than the chicken.
Yeah, pork's way better than chicken.
I'd beg to differ.
Oh, wow.
I think, you know, like, it's like the necessity. I'll eat chicken. I just don't love it.
I'm going to go rock star
fried
here.
Chicken, yes.
Now, you got, that's what I'm saying. You got to get to the right place, but a fried chicken can be better than a pork shoulder.
Ooh, gosh.
There's potential. It can be. There's a potential. Oh.
Okay, I'll go back to our pork chop steak discussion, both on their A game. Which one are you picking, pork or chicken?
Okay, but let me ask you this, though. You go spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
How good is that fried chicken breast?
It's very good.
It's good. But a good piece of fried chicken, the best in the world.
Versus the best pork chop or the best rib.
There's a grocery store that's got really good fried chicken. Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
The best fried chicken, I would absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to take pork. Yeah,
I think I would go with the best fried chicken, too.
Yeah, I'm going to go pork.
So, Dunaway, you might be an expert on this. The most searched romantic comedy from each state. I'm going to go through 10 states for you. This one's kind of weird. This is a film I saw probably 30 times as a youngster. Texas, their most searched romantic comedy is 1980 Seems Like Old Times.
Little Chevy Chase.
And Goldie Hawn. And Charles Grodin. Really entertaining film. Showed the kids that one a few months ago. Number nine is, I don't consider it. I know it is a romantic comedy, I guess, by definition. But
Die
I don't
Hard?
Like, no, it's Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah. Arthur 2 on the rocks.
Dudley Moore was so good in that
Liza
film.
Liza Minnelli.
Did Arthur have Bo Derek in it?
No.
That was 10.
That was 10. Mm.
Is that a romantic comedy?
The iconic beach run scene.
Yes.
Number eight on this list, South Carolina, Doc Hollywood.
I think it takes place in Doc Hollywood, though. I think this is why people are...
Can you name the girl in that movie?
No, I can't.
There were two. Bridget Fonda was the one that was trying to intrude, but the other was Julie Werner.
Wow. No.
Wow. Number seven on this list, Rhode Island. They go, there's something about Mary, which I guess by definition, again, it is romantic.
I guess so, yeah. Think of it more as just a comedy, really.
Number six, more traditional and probably more in Dunaway's wheelhouse, You've Got Mail. I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah, it's really good.
Number five on this list, I thought it was a pretty good film, Pretty Woman from New York.
Yeah,
Pretty Woman.
They're number one. Iowa, interesting choice of romantic comedy here. Their most searched romantic comedy in the state of Iowa is Knocked Up.
Oh, yes. I got Knocked Up last night. The movie.
In Florida, I thought this film was so overrated. It was nominated for Best Picture probably 15 years ago. My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yeah, I did not like that movie.
Never saw it.
Yeah. People went crazy over it, though.
Number two, again, by definition, I guess because of the relationship between Alicia Silverstone and Paul Rudd at the end. California, they go Clueless, which I think is a great film.
Oral's all about it.
And
all about it.
Alabama, Dunaway, I'm going to give you a guess. Our most searched romantic
I know what it is.
Come up on Valentine's Day. You do know what it is?
I think Jackson I do.
Boys. I got it. It's Sweet Home Alabama.
Yep, Dunaway's right on this one.
It is.
I think. I wonder how many people have searched the song on Valentine's Day just to play, to set the mood.
I will tell you, though.
One good line in the entire film.
The
end.
To make the lightning.
You brought a baby to a bar.
The sand water lightning strike artwork. I'd like to know if that's really how you do that, and I'd like a piece of that artwork. If you've ever seen the movie Sweet Home Alabama.
I think there's probably some authenticity to that. I don't think they just created that.
I know.
I wouldn't want to be that guy that does that.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either.
I'm scared to death of lightning. That's one of those things. We talk about a lot of things openly on the show. I don't think that's ever come out. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, heck yeah.
If there's lightning outside, I'm inside.
Done.
Follow Ryan Brown on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Brown WJOX.